This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Padres and Dodgers, Sammy Love's pregame show coming up about an hour from right now. In the meantime, it's more Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr., job well done. All week long in a very busy week for Junior and everybody, really. But Tony Gwynn Jr. is just beginning his work this weekend. He'll be on the broadcast tonight and throughout the weekend with Jesse Agler as the Padres and Dodgers get ready. The two teams play 12 more times this regular season, beginning with tonight.
If the good Padres, thing the schedule stacked up at the end of the year.
Well, if the Padres win all 12, they could get back in the running in the National League West. But they begin play tonight 12 and a half behind the Dodgers. That's an awful long way to go. But Padres still searching out a good wild card position. To that end, they began play today three games back of Atlanta for the home field in what would be the first round playoff matchup. But the Braves are really pasting the Mets tonight. 8-0 Atlanta. Already in the bottom of the second inning, that is at Citi Field tonight. So Rosario's hit a home run for Atlanta. Harris has hit a home run for Atlanta. And it's been like that for the Braves so far. 8-0 over the Mets. Phillies are among three teams that are 2.5 games behind the Padres for the final wild card spot. Phillies, Cardinals, Brewers. And Phillies are up on Washington 4-0. In the bottom of the third inning. All right, so you're up to date on all that. You know, ever since the Padres made this, the big Juan Soto deal, and they gave up what they gave up, I think most people in San Diego, honestly, just seeing nothing but heaven and angels and happiness and harps playing and
I know I've been seeing
good
that.
Tidings. There's a lot of people out there that are trying to undo the good feeling in San Diego. And it's interesting, some people anyway, are looking at this trade as like, what in the world were they thinking? And I don't get that.
I don't get that either.
Because in order to get a Juan Soto, you have to give up quite a bit to get him. And in order to put a team together with Juan Soto and Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. and the rest, you know, pitching staff like they have with Darvish and the rest of everybody on there. What are you pointing to?
Sorry,
I
was trying to get your attention while he was running around the bases, but Trey Mancini now has two home runs and he just hit a grand slam for the Astros.
Okay.
So that was a good trade.
What does that have to do with what
we
I'm
were talking
about
Trey Mancini off the air earlier. So I was pointing to it.
I know, but all right. We're going to have to talk about this. We're going to have a little powwow about
well,
that.
Well, I mean, I was pointing at him running around the bases and I didn't think you were going to stop the show for it.
I did.
I know you did.
Now the show's in a delay.
Okay, can we move through the delay, please?
We'll try. So anyway, while we celebrate the arrival of Juan Soto and the arrival of World Series hopes and dreams, other people are trying to rain on our parade, is what I'm trying to say. And I don't really understand exactly why, other than just sour grapes. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, the Padres might just become the next Angels, the version of the Angels. They're going to have three superstar players and nothing else. That's not really accurate. I mean, the Padres have three superstar players and then a lot else.
Yeah.
The Angels don't have the kind of pitching staff that the Padres have.
No.
The Angels have Shohei Ohtani, the only pitcher they really have. And the Angels don't have complimentary players behind Ohtani and Trout. And obviously Trout's hurt right now and Rendon's been hurt. But the Angels don't have a lot behind those guys. The Padres have the likes of Cronenworth and Profar and Drury and Myers and Alfaro and Kim and, I mean, and Josh Hader, the best closer in baseball. The Padres have a lot more than the Angels ever had. So I don't like that comparison. I don't agree with that comparison. And then other people are just saying this whole thing doesn't make financial sense. Well, first of all, like one executive said, I can't understand San Diego's business model. This is a story in The Athletic.
Yes,
apparently.
Jason Stark wrote it.
Jason Stark. I can't understand San Diego's business model. Well, first of all, who cares?
Yeah.
If you understand it. B, perhaps the person who doesn't understand that business model is, say, Dick Monfort, the owner of the Colorado Rockies, who can't understand why somebody wouldn't be out there just trying to gouge money from the public and not spend it on their team and is looking only at the bottom line and how much money they can put in their own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
The Padres apparently are not concerned about how much money they can put in their own pockets. The Padres are out there concerned with trying to do whatever is necessary to try and win a World Series championship. So what does that have to do with the business model? Who cares if the, like, do you out there, I mean, I'm talking outside of San Diego, why do you care if the Padres are willing to make only $20 million a month in revenue, whereas opposed to some other team that's making $40 million a month in revenue? They're still making plenty of money.
They are making plenty of money.
And I'm not really concerned that Peter Seidler is going to be going to the poorhouse anytime soon because they are spending this kind of money on salaries out there. It just goes with it.
What I don't...
Said one exec, I don't know how they're paying for it.
I mean, have you seen the stadium?
Have you seen the stadium? It's jam-packed. Have you seen the people wearing City Connect uniforms? There's thousands of them. Have you seen the revenue that baseball brings in for television?
Yeah.
What do you mean, how are they paying for it? Baseball is owning a baseball team. It's not to the level of football, but still owning a baseball team is a license to print money.
It's profitable.
There's money coming in from all angles. So the Padres, God love them in this particular case, are not concerned necessarily about the bottom line and how much money they can make while they just steal it away from fans and customers by not putting a winning product on the field, a la the Rockies, a la the Pirates, a la the Reds, a la the Orioles, and on down the line we could go with all of the teams who just collect paychecks and take in revenues and don't spend it back.
The A's.
The A's, thank you very much. I don't know how I could leave them out of that list. But the Padres are going ahead and doing everything they can to try and win. I'm a little bit annoyed that others are trying to rain on that parade. In fact, others should be trying to do the same thing, not sitting back and being critical of what the Padres are doing.
That's exactly right. And when they say the Padres play in the 22nd largest media market in baseball, the Padres and baseball and sports in general, it's a worldwide thing. There are Fernando Tatis Jr. jerseys everywhere. Like, I can't name another country that I could see one in.
Zimbabwe.
I'm sure that there is. Fernando Tatis Jr. is an international superstar.
Whenever in your need of a country,
Did you just say a random country,
throw Zimbabwe out there.
Yeah, and I know the South American countries are really a big fan of Fernando, and then you got Manny Machado, but I like what this third executive said, Chris.
Yes, I do too, and I was going to read that
as well.
But before I get to that, just shame on the rest of these people that are out there ripping the Padres for doing what's best for their fan base and for their organization in terms of trying to be successful. How can you rip that? How can you rip that?
Because that organization is not doing the right thing.
Honestly, when I see this quote from an unnamed executive, I can't understand San Diego's business model. Well, to that executive, I can say, I don't understand your thinking. Why would you not want to try to have a good team and do everything you can to have a good team? What is the matter with your business model?
I know what it is now. This is what it is. They are jealous that they don't have an owner that's willing to spend money like Peter Seidler is. And that can only be the explanation for it, because what the Padres are doing right now is what baseball teams should be doing all over. They should be doing the same exact thing.
Every team in baseball should want to have such a good farm system that they could be in the running to trade for great players.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if every team was trying the same amount of hard? That would make things really, really interesting.
It would make it interesting.
All right, here's the one last exec who's on the Padres' side. I give their ownership group a ton of credit. They financially committed to building an incredible major league product. So obviously they're thinking that if you invest in building a strong brand, the money will all work out in the long run. And I also think that if I owned a team, I'd be thinking it's fun to win. So what's the most fun thing we could do for me and our fans to watch? Let's just do that.
That's a guy who gets it.
Guy or gal
who gets it.
Well, that's what I think. So thank you to the Padres for, thinking it's fun to win and doing what they can for us fans to go out and watch.
Yeah.
Let's go to Matt and Santee. Chimes in here on 97.3 The Fan. Good afternoon, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I agree. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that people are out here criticizing a business model when, like sports teams, ultimately they are a business, sure, but it is the same tired mentality of owners crying poor and, you know, all of that. And I think it's what's been killing this game. And I think as the Padres and more teams kind of move away from it, it's always better for baseball. I do think the interesting thing financially is I do think that Eric Hosmer no trade clause could come to bite the Padres in the future in terms of, you know, the big goal was obviously getting under the luxury tax, and not being able to do that does kind of add some incentive on these next couple of years, because, you know, Hader and Soto are just going to get more expensive. Musgrove goes up. You know, you do have Myers come off and a couple others, but I do think, you know, in terms of the way the salaries pan out after these trades will be interesting to see. I think that puts a lot of pressure to win these next couple of years.
Absolutely. There's a lot of pressure to win this year, and that's how it should be. You know, I'm not going to back. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate that. Pretty intelligent guy there, by the way.
And he makes a
really
good point.
I don't know what he's doing on our show.
He makes a really good point about them having to eat the Eric Hosmer contract, because they're paying like over $40 million to the Red Sox over the next whatever years.
That's going to be
Showing
be hard to swallow.
That the Padres organization is willing to do what it takes to win by having to pay $40 million plus of a contract they don't even own anymore.
If they were losing money and they were, you know, in danger of having to file bankruptcy and the whole thing, then that could be a problem. That could be a business model problem.
That could be a problem.
But I don't see that happening with the kind of revenues that are coming in. And, you know, I've also said this. You can't put a price on the memories. If the Padres wind up making a World Series run this year, there's no amount of money that would be worth, you know, watching that take place in this city and being a part of it. So, again, Padres are willing to take a shot. Let's go to Sean in San Diego. Sean, your thoughts.
Hey, I'm just curious. How long are they going to keep calling us a small market?
As long as we are
the largest city in the United States.
I know.
And how many teams are technically in smaller, and they just count the city of San Diego. They don't count all of San Diego County. We're not a small market, guys.
Well, we are.
Hang
on, Sean. Hang on. We are because of the outreach of our media.
Yes.
You have to remember that San Diego is in the southwest corner of the United States. There is no population to the west of where we are, and there's no American population anyway to the south of where we are. So that is why the media market ranks 22nd. Not because of any other reason.
Well,
yeah, it's not the actual population. And I agree with what you're saying, Sean. There's a lot of people in San Diego County and in San Diego proper. There's more than enough people to, you know, support a big league club. But that's why they call us a smaller market, because the TV radio market is surrounded on two sides by no population.
Like our radio market, I think we're around 20. I haven't checked recently, but I know we're anywhere between 18 and 20, yeah. 20 or so.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Chris said.
Doesn't our Spanish channel win awards for our – they should count. By God, they should count.
Well, I can't argue with that, Sean. I can't. And I know there is a big piece of me that says, you know, we should stop hiding behind this small market thing. And I tell you, I think the Padres agree because they're not hiding behind the small market mentality.
Not at all.
They're going after it with a big market mentality. Good phone call, Sean. Thank you very much. Do you want me to get one more
in?
Yeah,
let's go to Eric.
Eric in Chula Vista. Welcome to the show, sir.
How you doing, guys?
Very good.
Good. Hey, so I do a lot of figuring and whatnot. And first of all, that one guy that says the model, the business model, he didn't understand. We had 19 sellouts, and I figured it out. I figured the average spend per person is give or take $100. Stadium holds 44,000. Those 19 sellouts, that's almost $80,000 in gross revenue. And the sellouts are going to continue to increase from this point because the city is so excited and the fans are so excited. And you can go onto the website, and a lot of the games, it's hard to find good tickets. So, I mean, I don't understand what he's really looking at. I mean, I went Tuesday night, and I was walking in. And you see some vendors out on the sidewalks
mm-hmm.
selling popcorn and water and stuff. And, hey, get your water. It's cheaper out here. And I thought to myself, I'm like, you know what? This ownership did exactly what the fans have been waiting for. They spent money. I go, so I'll be damned if I'm going to spend money out on the sidewalk. I'm going to spend all the dimes inside Petco because, you know what? The ownership took care of us to try to get the best players and the best team on the field. I'm going to spend my hard-earned money for them. So that's the way I look at it. So
I like that, Eric.
I think it's going to be a good situation. Hopefully all the players going forward not step up but play up to their expectations, and we make a nice run to the World Series. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Thank you, Eric.
Good call. You know what's interesting is if you look at the franchises in baseball that are worth the most, guess who's at the top of the list, Scraby?
The Mets, Yankees.
The Mets, Yankees, and Dodgers. The ones that spend the most money. They're in bigger markets, I grant you, and that's probably the main reason why.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons why is because they're successful.
They continue to win.
Don't forget about that. All right, we'll take a quick timeout, come back. Much more. Gwen and Chris is ahead. Josh Hader, our interview earlier today. If you missed it, you're in good luck because we're going to be playing it again here for you in about 15 minutes. The Padres closer got a chance to meet him. You'll get a chance as well when Gwen and Chris continues. After
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Prior Friday on 97.3 The Fan. Presented by Ballast Point, the official craft beer of the San Diego Padres. Visit a Ballast Point San Diego tasting room for $5 swinging Prior Ale pints all season long.
Tom Brady really is going to be 45 years old this year? My goodness. Still just incredible, this guy. We are getting close to the NFL month deadline for the opening game, right? September the 8th, Thursday night. Buffalo Bills, Los Angeles Rams.
Wish we would have our draft order for our fantasy football league.
All right, stop it now. Don't overdo it. Tony Gwynn Jr.
He's not listening right now, so.
Told us today that this weekend will be the weekend. We get our draft order and get you ready for your draft, and you can get all set to have another lousy team.
Thanks.
Have you had a good team yet?
Yes, I think I'm... Did I make the playoffs
in the
first season?
I think you've
had
one playoff berth in three or 4 years. Remember so I'm not much better than you.
Remember when I started 3-0 and I chanted 3-0 in the studio?
Yeah, and then you finished 3-10.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you didn't win another game.
I didn't.
My godson, Connor, has won the league each of the last 2 years. So
it's really annoying.
We have to do something about that.
It's really annoying.
Fantasy football is coming close to getting here. Who do you rate, Scraby, like off the top of your head? Who's your top, like, if you could have any quarterback, who would you take? Josh Allen?
Yeah.
If that would be your
rushing
number one?
Rushing ability. I've been listening to a lot of fantasy football podcasts,
right?
Chris.
So Josh Allen would be your number one choice.
Yes.
Who would be 2 and 3?
Tom Brady's up there.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
Do you still put Patrick Mahomes up there, or are you worried that he's not going to get it done because there's no Tyreek Hill?
I am a little worried about Patrick Mahomes this year. I think he's probably top five, but Aaron Rodgers would probably. So two really old guys, and then Josh Allen.
Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Josh Allen?
Yeah.
How about Justin Herbert? For fantasy, I'm just talking for fantasy. That's not a bad.
For fantasy, it's not a bad idea, but I feel like he's being overhyped.
Overhyped, you say?
They're basically making him the second coming of
all right.
Someone very good at playing quarterback.
Dan Marino.
Sure.
They're kind of making him the second coming of Dan Marino.
He's an aired out guy.
Dan Marino is an aired out guy who never won very much when it all came down to it.
I need the Chargers to make the playoffs before I give them any credit, because
I do too.
You
before
have
I'm
to
ready
make
to call Justin Herbert a really good quarterback, he's gonna have to play at least a playoff game.
I also think their head coach is on the hot seat if they don't go to the playoffs this year.
With all the talent they have, you're absolutely right. All right, who's your top two or three running backs? Is it still like, well, Christian McCaffrey was everybody's number one pick last year. Then he got hurt and he didn't play the season. So who's the number one running back now? Jonathan Taylor? He was the guy who finished number one last year.
I'm not quite sure.
You're not sold on him?
I would take Jonathan Taylor. I don't know if I would take him number one overall, but I know that a lot of people are picking Austin Eckler. He's always a big pick in the fantasy football rankings. Other guys, Derrick Henry, he's coming off of an injury, but I saw a picture of him last week. Dude, put on more muscle. I don't know how that's possible, but he put on more muscle, Chris.
More muscle,
yes,
for Derrick Henry.
I do like Derrick Henry.
That's a frightening thought for defensive backs everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, I would agree with you. Eckler, Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, probably the top three. But Christian McCaffrey's still pretty dangerous. If he stays healthy.
Thank you.
But you can say that about every player in the NFL. So that's why I find it difficult to use that as an evaluating
but
tool.
But in fantasy sports, I think you can evaluate it because of the last two seasons or three seasons, he has not.
Last two seasons.
Two seasons.
All right, wide receiver, who's your top, besides Michael Thomas, who's your top
it's
wide receiver?
It's not Michael Thomas. Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp.
He was
top.
Incredible last year.
Yeah, he was. He was amazing. All right, so if you had the number one overall pick, you would take, what, the 49ers defense with it?
No, I would not take the 49ers defense.
What if you have the number one overall pick? Certainly you've thought about it. You had the number one pick in the entire draft. Because I think that there's a little pressure that goes along with having the number one pick. Because not only do you get it, but then you don't get another pick for 25 picks.
Yeah.
And you also have the number one pick. I mean, it's got to be a productive player, so you don't want to risk it with anybody.
Yeah, and we are in a PPR league here at work, so you want to pick a guy who's going to catch a lot. I'm looking at rankings right now. Jonathan Taylor is the number one overall player.
Yes, he is.
In fantasy.
That's what everybody says.
I would go with Jonathan Taylor because Matt Ryan's there. It's Super Bowl or bust for the Colts, and I think they're going to ride him to the playoffs.
Jonathan Taylor should have a great year. All right, fantasy football. How many people play fantasy football, do you think, in our listening audience? Would you say like 90% of the listeners?
I'll go with 75%.
At least 75%. You know, we don't have time to do it because we got to break up and we got Josh Hader coming up on the other side. But one day, remind me. I'd like to ask out there if you are a sports fan enough to, you know, be a regular listener to this show. And I would assume that makes you a pretty good sports fan out there. I want to hear from a really good sports fan out there who doesn't play fantasy sports. And I want to know why.
Why? I know a couple people who don't.
Who?
I almost quit because it's so brutal to lose every year. I'm over it, Chris.
Yeah.
It really hurts. It really hurts when I lose. Like, it actually makes me, it makes me angry. It does. And I think a lot of people know what I'm talking about.
Well, I get angry, too. It wrecks my Sundays. There's no question about it, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I just wouldn't. I would not have it any other way. I will always play fantasy sports. So I'm just curious, you know, out there to get the input from some people who don't play any fantasy sports as to why they don't.
I'm just getting news of some more information on Fernando Tatis Jr. and what he's going to be doing this weekend. Okay. So, Bo Mel.
All right, why don't you give it to us when we come back?
All right, sounds good.
All right, we'll have that information, Fernando's latest. He is going on his rehab assignment. We'll get more details when we return, and we will also have our interview with Josh Hader. It's all still to come as Gwen and Chris rolls on.
Get excited, Padres fans. It's Friar Friday, presented by Ballast Point, the official craft beer of the San Diego Padres. Visit a Ballast Point San Diego tasting room for $5 swinging Friar Ale pints all season long.
.37 is the time. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr., of course, with us throughout the program today and getting ready right now at Dodger Stadium for the broadcast along with Jesse Agler. It is the Padres and Dodgers. It's a 7:10 start tonight. About quarter of the hour, they're going to have the tribute to Vin Scully up at Dodger Stadium. Of course, this is the first home game for the Dodgers since the passing of the legendary broadcaster. So it should be quite the emotional night. Tony was telling us that the tickets up at Dodger Stadium tonight about as expensive for any single game as they've been all season.
I did see that online, and, like a couple hundred bucks more. Yeah.
Well, look, people feel like they owe it to Vin Scully. I mean, he gave them so much, you know, just by being there night in and night out for all these years. I mean, remember, the Dodgers moved from Brooklyn to Los Angeles in 1958. And the broadcaster was Vin Scully. I mean, from the very first day, Vin Scully was the broadcaster of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, he wasn't in Brooklyn with them
yes,
before?
Yes, he was in Brooklyn.
Oh, all right.
But he came with them
all right.
to Los Angeles. So, you know, he was the one who taught everybody on the West Coast about baseball.
That's insane. Like, I just always love to put in perspective, like, Vin Scully was in the game so long that he came with the Dodgers to L.A.
Yes, 1958, Vin Scully was there. And, you know, if you were new to Major League Baseball, as most people were, my dad, you know, that generation, my dad grew up, my dad was in his mid-20s before Major League Baseball came to L.A.
Wow.
Right? I mean, he grew up going to Pacific Coast League games and listening to whatever he could find on the radio of Major League Baseball, and watching maybe one game a week, if that, on television.
Different times.
Slightly different times. Then 1958, the Dodgers show up. Everybody in Los Angeles starts piling into the Coliseum to watch Dodger baseball. They're getting 100,000 people in there to watch a baseball game.
Also, being in L.A. in the 50s and 60s would have been amazing for Vin Scully. I mean, he's got to be a superstar at that point.
He was and always was. And, of course, you know, I mean, to me, you know, grew up, I mean, the Dodgers were always part of the fabric of, you know, Los Angeles. But They weren't before 1958. So Vin Scully was the guy, and he will always be regarded as baseball's greatest voice. There's no question about that. All right. Before we get to our Josh Hader interview, you had some more information, I believe?
Yes.
On Fernando Tatis Jr.'s rehab assignment, courtesy of Bob Melvin.
Yes, Bob Melvin. The audio is hard to hear, so I will just relay it, but Bob Melvin said he's going to San Antonio for the next 2 days at least.
Melvin's not going to San Antonio.
Oh, no, Fernando's going to San Antonio. Bob Melvin has other things to do this weekend to keep him
he's
where
busy.
He's at. But he said that Fernando's going to be going to San Antonio for the next 2 days. They're looking at playing him in the DH, the shortstop position, as well as center field. And the scan on his wrist, his final scan, Bob Melvin said, came back clean. They just wanted to confirm that everything was good before he started game action. So he is going to be with the big league team here in the next week or so, hopefully.
Did he say what would be beyond 2 days in San Antonio?
He did not. He did not commit to anything other than 2 days in San Antonio.
Just committing for 2 days in San Antonio. After that, no committals.
After that, Petco Park.
I got really good news for all the Padre fans out there. You want it?
Sure.
Give me a drum roll.
Oh, man, this is huge.
Big stuff.
Chris has not told me about this. This better be worth the drum roll.
Your guy, Scraby, Eric Hosmer, just roped his first RBI double as a member of the Boston Red Sox.
Can you stop? Don't call him my guy. I'm giving up.
You have put up with so much grief this week because you came to the defense of Eric Hosmer after he left town.
All right, if we're
and
gonna,
everybody piled on your bandwagon on that one.
I'm not going to lie, it's been a tough week emotionally, Chris. I didn't know that I offended so many people. I didn't mean to. If we're going to talk about it, I'm going to get this out.
Get it out. You got a couple of minutes.
I didn't mean to offend anyone. That's not what I was trying to do. I wasn't trying to tell anyone how to fan either. But I did talk to a lot of Padres fans because I really did want to know why everybody feels the way they do. They explained it to me, and I've come to the conclusion that, you know, maybe I'm just wrong in my opinion. Because I was talking to, before I bring stuff to Chris and Tony, before I bring stuff to the show, I talked to my friends, I talked to family, I talked to Padres fans, just trying to make sure I'm not too far off base. And so I was far off base, and I was wrong, Chris.
I don't know that you were. You just said that you didn't understand why so many people had so much hatred for Eric Hosmer. I don't think that's unreasonable for you to say something along those lines.
Thank you, Chris. But I think the reasons that people feel the way they do is that he never really became a part of San Diego, and he didn't. I guess he didn't connect with the fans like
no.
A lot of people wanted him to,
he
and
didn't.
I can understand that. I do understand that. But on our side, Eric Hosmer has always been great when we've asked for him. He has come on the show and we've put in a request for him, and I know that's a whole different perspective, but I do think there is something to me listening to some of the fans before I spout off with my rants. Because
one thing about Eric Hosmer, he is still loved in Kansas City, and boy, did he get an ovation.
He did, and that doesn't...
Last night when he made his Red Sox debut.
Was it last night? It was last night.
I think it was last night in Kansas City.
In closing.
Yes, you got a final thought.
I am ready to move on from all of this, admit I'm wrong, and go forward with this team.
You just rather admit you're wrong and move along
rather than continue to
fight the good fight.
I think part of me was wrong in the assumptions that I made, and I think part of me was saying I just didn't like some of the non-baseball stuff that was said to him on Twitter. But it's over. It's in the past. And let's just have fun with this team because he's not on the team anymore. So no one has to worry about Eric Hosmer anymore. And Eric Hosmer didn't post anything for the fans of San Diego either on his social media. And
He did not.
And you know what? Someone messaged me and said, is that a slap in the face? And I said, you know what? Yes, that is a slap in the face.
It was a little troubling.
It was
considering
troubling.
Considering C.J. Abrams went out of his way
everybody
post something.
Did.
Mackenzie
everybody
Gore posted
even Tommy
something.
Pham said thank you to the Reds, and he was with them for half a season.
That noted crazy guy, Tommy Pham.
So
said thank you to his fan base when he left.
I do think that's weak.
Did Tommy Pham say thank you to the San Diego fans?
I don't remember
seeing that.
But I don't think anybody cared either. So there.
All right. Earlier today, our Friday interview centered around the Padres' new closer, Josh Hader. He joined us from Dodger Stadium this afternoon. You get a chance to meet the guy that people refer to as the best closer in baseball right after we check traffic.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Great to have him in San Diego. Picked up a win in his Padre debut the other day and picks up a phone to join us on our Friar Friday interview today. Josh in Los Angeles as the Padres get set to take on the Dodgers. Welcome to San Diego, Josh, and thanks so much for your time today. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How about yourself?
We're doing
Appreciate
very
you having me on here.
Hey, absolutely. It's our pleasure. How are things going for you? I mean, you get traded on Monday, come to San Diego. Now you're on a big road trip getting ready to be part of this Dodger-Padre rivalry. How is it? How do you assimilate everything that's happened in the last week?
Oh, it's been good. It's obviously it's a big change. Obviously, you know, being uprooted from what you're used to in the middle of the season, but you know, couldn't have been more excited for, you know, the situation coming to a team that's, you know, wanting to win a World Series and putting together a team that's you know, unbelievable from top to bottom.
Josh, it's not often that a contending team gets rid of their back-end closer and trades it to another contender. Was this a surprise at all for you that you ended up being moved at the deadline?
Yes and no. I mean, I think, you know, we all know that this game is a business as well.
Yeah.
And we also know that, you know, coming into arbitration on a year and a half of control, you know, for me, I always had an idea that it could potentially happen. You know, you never know if it will or not, but, you know, just being in the talks for, you know, years previous and, you know, always having the name float around and, you know, AJ has always been on the radar and in a sense of trying to get me. So, you know, I think that was like the biggest thing is once that actually happened, it kind of hit me like, you know, this is actually really going down. But, you know, like I said, I couldn't be more excited.
Josh Hader traded to the Padres on Monday, made his Padre debut this week, pitched a scoreless inning against the Rockies during the Tuesday doubleheader, picked up a win thanks to your old teammate in Milwaukee, Trent Grisham. But Wednesday night, Josh, I know you didn't get into the game, but the electricity at the ballpark when Juan Soto and Josh Bell made their debut, I can't imagine you couldn't help but feel it even sitting out in the bullpen. You figured to yourself, I'm assuming, wow, I think I joined something pretty good and special here in San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, you could feel it watching it on the TV as well, right? Like,
yeah.
I think the atmosphere that was around in that park and the excitement for the fans as well. I mean, that's ultimately what you want, you know, to bring something big to the city and get the fans and the people excited and give them what they've been waiting for, you know. And I think the team that the front office has put together is, you know, it shows that, you know, they're here for it. They're here to put, you know, a World Series in San Diego. And I think, you know, to be a part of that, you know, that gets you fired up as a player to, you know, want to play every day and give it everything you got.
Josh, obviously you've had a lot of postseason experiences pitching on some pretty big stages. What have you learned, or how have those experiences in the postseason, how have they helped you become a better closer? Because it feels like, obviously, when you get into the playoffs, if this team is fortunate enough to get there like everybody believes, those games are a little bit different than the regular season games. How have those moments helped you become a better pitcher?
I think just in a sense of the mentality point is you really focus on one pitch at a time. You don't get ahead of yourself. You don't worry about the pitch that just happened. You stick to what you know, and you execute each and every day on one pitch at a time. And you know, when it's in the playoffs where, you know, runs matter and, you know, they're few far in between, that's like the ultimate thing is control what you can control and continue to do what you do. And I think just over the experience, you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to be on the end of winning and you're going to be on the end of losing. But at the end of the day, you know, you learn from everything and, you know, keep evolving as a player.
Josh Hader winds up on the winning side more often than not. The best relief pitcher in baseball, named the Trevor Hoffman Award winner three of the last 4 years. Now you step into a role that Trevor Hoffman once had here in San Diego, Josh. And there's been a great run of closers in San Diego with the Padres over the years. Take us out on the mound in the ninth inning, a little bit inside your head. The Tiger and Josh Hader, when you're going to work, is there a feeling of do you have to have a bit of a feeling of invincibility out there, or is it more just about just trying to execute each and every pitch the best you can and taking your chances from there?
Yeah, I mean that's the end goal right there. It's one pitch at a time and executing that pitch, you know, from there, before, after, whatever. You know, you don't want to make the mind wander too much. So when you can keep it simple and you can keep the mind on one task at a time, and you know, you don't really want to focus about the end results or anything like that. And I think obviously the fans that get your adrenaline going, but you know, when you slow down, you take a breath and you're really focused on executing, you know, that pitch. I mean, everything else is out of your control and you just let it take care of itself.
Josh Hader, Padre closer, joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Josh, I want to hit on that, what Chris was just asking. There have been a slew of really good closers that have come through here. And obviously, you're worried about winning games and closing out games. But is there a part of you that looks at that and sees that as something, okay, I want to come in and kind of hold my end of the bargain up in terms of being that type of closer that this organization has a tradition of having?
Yeah, I mean, you know the history of it. You know the guys that have been in this situation and in that spot to where, you know, they were, you know, top-notch pitchers. And to, you know, obviously following that role is a huge, huge thing. But, you know, I don't really like to get too far on trying to be, you know, I guess fill in the shoes what someone has done, you know. You definitely admire it. You honor it. And, you know, you appreciate everything that, you know, as a pitcher, what they've done. But at the end of the day, you know, my job is, you know, to focus on what I do and continue to just, you know, take the ball and, you know, focus on one pitch at a time. And, yeah, I think when you start looking at it in that way, you can, you know, try and do too much or try to be someone you're not or, you know, really overthink things. So when you can keep the mental solid and sound and quiet, I mean, that's when you're going to succeed the most. And that's the ultimate goal, is to do what you do each and every day.
Josh Hader is with us. One last thing, Josh, I wanted to ask you. A closer, they normally say you have to have a very bad memory, you know, be able to put the last game behind you, especially if it doesn't go your way. Are you pretty good at remembering things in general? And are you pretty bad at remembering a bad outing and being able to go out the next night and have it in the past?
Well, like I said before, I think everything's a learning experience, whether it's good or bad. And I think for me, is I focus on one day at a time. And, you know, whether that's good or bad, I rewatch the game and see what I did well and what I didn't do well and how can I improve certain situations or whatever it may be. So I take it like that, take, you know, notes and then move on. Like, I don't dwell on it too much and I don't bring it into the next day or anything like that. But I think there's always a learning point on whether it's good or bad. So, you know, to really focus on the little things and continue to develop through each step is the ultimate goal.
Better hairstyle, you or Mike Clevenger?
I'm gonna definitely say he's got some longer hair than I do, but I kind of keep it tamed a little bit. I can't go too wild, but there's definitely some flow on this team, to say the least, man. I mean, there's some dominant hair flowing on this squad.
Well, Josh, we have a dominant closer. We're ecstatic to have you here in San Diego. We wish you nothing but the best of luck. Hopefully starting this weekend in L.A., and we'll get a chance to know you more back in San Diego when the team returns home. But thanks so much for making some time with us, and welcome again to San Diego.
Thanks, Josh.
Absolutely, guys. Hey, I appreciate you having me on here. Take care.
All right, there he goes, Josh Hader, the Padres closer, joining us on our Friar Friday interview, the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. We found him, all right, and we found ourselves a pretty good closer in Josh Hader, as hopefully he'll get a chance to notch his first Padres save tonight as the Padres take on the Dodgers. Sean Manaea, Tony Gonsolin, the starters. They'll get started shortly after 7 o'clock, but have no fear. Sammy Lev is here. Sam Levitt's pregame show is coming up in just a few short minutes, so stick around for that. Sammy Lev will have the latest on everything Padres for you. I'll tell you, Sammy Lev's got to be the MVP of these broadcasts. This guy.
Ken, work that he you were killing in. Me on the clock today, dude. You were killing me on
we
the
clock.
We have
a whole minute to say goodbye.
No, we do not!
For Scraby, who's yelling, I'm Chris. Tony as well. We'll see you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.